You know, what about our own culture today? As we assess our country, as we assess our state, as we assess our community that we live in, what are those opportunities for us to share Jesus, and what are threats? Because as we look out there and look at the marketplace, you might be thinking, my goodness, Christianity has really changed in the last 50 years. Boy, no one even knows Bible stories anymore. No one even knows who Solomon is anymore. They won't even listen. It's a threat. The marketplace is a threat. Or you might come down on the other side and say, this is an opportunity. Nobody knows about Jesus. That's happening right now in our own culture and in our own country. Amazing. Missionaries are being sent from Africa to the United States. Isn't that wild thought? Oh boy. So opportunities and threats. What are those opportunities and threats that are out there? Churches will oftentimes use the language, and I've used it before, that God opens doors and God closes doors, and that certainly is here in the text. Verse 7, verse 8 says that Jesus is the one who opens doors, and this door will always remain open. I just want to caution just with a thought here tonight as I was meditating on this verse. There could be the thought out there that God is like a concierge at an apartment complex or something. That we walk up to the door, and if God is opening the door, then we walk through. Or if we walk up to the door and the door is shut, we just stand in place. Now, my concern with that thought, God, of course, does open doors and God does close his doors. But my concern with that thought is that we could actually just stay put, waiting for God to do something, to open a door, close a door, and we could actually miss opportunities. We could be stuck. The other concern with God opening doors and God closing doors, and just thinking that's the only way that it works, is the thought that if a door is closed, we could blame God for the door closing and not really take initiative. I've heard someone say something like this, God closed the door to my career. But actually what happened is the person just lost interest in what they were doing. Or someone might say, God closed the door on that relationship, when the reality is the person didn't pick up the phone and return the phone call. The Philadelphians could have said, God was closing a door here. There are barbarians out here. No one's going to listen. But the truth could have been that they didn't really want to get out of their comfort zone and take initiative. We also can say about our community and our nation, boy, Christianity just doesn't make the dramatic impact that it used to. Or I don't really want to share Jesus and his love and his peace. Or God's shutting a door to do that. But the truth could be, maybe we don't want to have a tough conversation and go a little deeper with our neighbor. The concern so often is we focus so much on what's out there. Opportunities, threats, open doors, closed doors, success and failure, those sorts of things. And what happens is we just kind of stay put. We don't move forward. Dear friends, this letter, I believe, is encouragement for us to move forward. No matter if there are threats, no matter if there are opportunities, I'd even say no matter if there are closed doors, if God's closed door, or if God's open doors, or no matter if we've experienced success or failure, God is saying, move forward. We can move forward even if the culture seems against us, or even if there are opportunities. If we know, and this letter communicates it, that God has a permanent place for us that can't be shaken no matter what we experience in this life. If we know that that's going to be the case, we can move forward no matter what we face, threats, opportunities, closed doors, open doors. Verse 12, the promise of this text says this. It says, you will be a pillar in the temple of God. A pillar. A pillar.